Welcome to the Old Testament reading this week, and it's from Psalm 126. Now, this is a song for the ascent to Jerusalem. You know the story that when you go to Jerusalem, you got to go up to Jerusalem because it's on a hill. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. When the Lord restored his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter and we sang for joy. And then the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord had done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. Wow. May God add his blessings to the reading and hearing and understanding of that. You know, the Bible does not promise that Christians won't suffer. In fact, Scripture gives much evidence that we can expect to suffer, given the evil that is in this world and all around us, and that the sin in us. What God does promise in these and many other hope-filled passages is that our suffering can become a catalyst for new growth. We call that pruning. God promises to redeem our suffering into his glory. What griefs are we all currently suffering? You think about that. Can we entrust them to God with confidence that he will use them to bring new growth into our lives? Well, my prayer is, and my affirmation is, yes. One of God's promises will bring new growth into your life with the blessing of eternal life. Have a wonderful day.